This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. When it's hot outside and you don't necessarily want a food bomb in your gut, a great option can be Mediterranean food, which is really a range of cuisine stretching from Syria to Spain. Major unifying features include the use of olive oil, because many of these countries have olive trees, grilled meats, vegetables, and lots of flavor. There is not a ton of Mediterranean options in Austin, so here to help us look at what is available is someone who's done some research in this regard, Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hello, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
Now, the number of places serving Mediterranean food in the city has grown a little bit over the past few years.
It has grown over the years. It's still one of the categories that I think people wish was a little bit more robust.
Yeah.
And something we don't do as well as bigger cities.
Well, you have this list of 10 places you're recommending. There are some that have been around for a while. What are some of your old standbys?
You know, I used to work right in the middle of downtown, and I'd go to Athenian Grill a lot. They would do a buffet at lunch, and they're open at dinner, where they do like a lemon broth and chicken soup and broiled lamb chops. The thing that they're probably, I know them best for, is a roasted chicken salad or a chicken salad wrap that they serve in a pita, which is really nice. So that's a good lunch spot downtown. It's also a sneaky good place to catch a game on the TV at their bar. They're not open super late, but you can catch an early game there. I also like Marrakesh Cafe and Grill, which a lot of people will remember was downtown for years. From, I think it opened in 1999, was around downtown for more than a decade. And about 3 years ago, they moved up near Lowe's in Northwest Austin. The same family owns it. People familiar with the downtown location will be familiar with their generous vegetarian platters. Of course, their hummus and tabbouleh. They also do a fun little Philly cheesesteak play on tradition. They also have nice entrees like grilled salmon. Another place that's been around for a while here in central Austin, mm-hmm. is the Mediterranean Chef Cafe. Now, I think most people know of the Mediterranean Chef because of Nikki Turkel's Grandma's Hummus and Mom's Baba Ganoush that you can buy at Central Market and Whole Foods and stuff. It's about as good as the packaged hummus and Baba Ganoush gets. But if you go to the cafe, which smells beautiful, by the way, because it's also like their commissary kitchen for their packaged goods.
Hmm.
So you smell this lemon and garlic. They do a whipped beets and yogurt dip that is full of garlic. And you can only get that at the cafe, along with a few of their other dishes that they only serve at the cafe. It's right near Koenig Lane and Lamar.
There are some newer entrants into the Mediterranean food market in Austin. Of course, there's Wirtz, which has a number of locations. And what do you think about them, and what else do you got?
You know, Wirtz has really exploded with their funding. They're becoming something of a big chain. And Kebabalicious, which started out as a food truck years ago, has a brick and mortar on 7th Street. They both do something a little similar. I prefer Kebabalicious. But in newer places up in North Austin, just north of Chinatown, you'll find Peace Bakery and Deli. It's a Palestinian-owned restaurant that's been around for about 2 years. I kind of call it a Middle Eastern meat and threes, because you can go get roasted lamb and then get several sides, whether that's a jumbled salad of chickpeas and cucumbers and carrots spiced with cumin and mint, or muhammara, which is this roasted red pepper and walnut mixture. They also have a bakery next to them that serves several different plays on baklava and sesame cookies. Just north of that, there's an odd little strip. I don't know if you've seen it. It's
where?
It's on North Lamar, way up north, just past Breaker. And it kind of looks like prefabbed homes that kind of look like they should be selling whirlpools or something. There's a foot massage studio and a hookah lounge and an insurance office. And then there's several cafes, one of which is Santorini Cafe, which is a Greek restaurant. Now, they don't make most of their food in-house. They source it from a Greek import company, I think based out of Chicago. But I still like the smoky baba ganoush that they serve there. The owner is a friendly chap. And when you order a gyro, if you ask for feta cheese, he puts nice big slabs of the cheese on there for you. Just across the parking lot from that, you couldn't call it Mediterranean, it's just north of that, but it's the Balkan Cafe and Grill, and there's a Serbian owner there, and you're going to find stuff that you wouldn't find at some of these other places. I'd hate to butcher the names of these beef patties, real nice savory beef patties that you can get on a platter. There's also some nabi links of this garlicky shivapi, I think I'm pronouncing that right. And there's some other sausage that has a nice snap casing. And so you're getting some beef and veal, some nice spices in there. You can also get roasted red peppers, and they do a salad of cucumbers and tomatoes that kind of mellow out all of that savory, salty meatiness. And it's an interesting spot, a hodgepodge of furniture. It doesn't feel like a restaurant per se. It's kind of a cafe. And make sure you finish your dinner there with a sip of Serbian brandy for an authentic little kick to the end of your meal.
Sounds delicious. Any other Mediterranean favorites in Austin?
Well, you got to mention Phoenicia Bakery and Deli. There's
sure.
one on South Lamar. There's one on Burnett Road. You see there, whether you know it or not, you've probably eaten their white or wheat pita bread somewhere around town. They're puffed and firm at the edges. They're great for dipping into the market's hummus or stuffing with roasted chicken or gyro meat for one of their sandwiches. And of course, they have a lot of interesting stuff in their market, jams and spices and more. So if you want to make a run at cooking some Middle Eastern food yourself, you can shop in their market, find some spices.
And they sell gyro meat by the pound, which I appreciate.
Ooh, delicious.
Okay, those are just some of the 10 Mediterranean places that Matthew Odom is recommending. You can read his full list at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.